Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Have you ever realized how time flies when you're having fun? It seems like you're just starting to enjoy yourself when it's time to go, or maybe change locations. The year 2008 is quickly coming to an end, and I can only say, wow. Is it over already? It seems like it was only a few weeks ago when the idea of Men Power Radio was still on the dream board, and now 12 months later, we've been broadcasting for 10 months and having a blast. For me, 2008 was a year of sharing, learning, and growing. How would you describe your 2008? When you look back, how will you remember this year? For some, it may be described as the best year ever. And for others, a year to quickly forget because they've lost their jobs, homes, their retirement account, or even loved ones. What will you carry forward to start 2009? Have you ever asked yourself, how did I get here? Is this the life I dreamed of? And if it is, what can I add to it? If it is not the life you dreamed of, what will you change in order to get the results that you want? Will you learn more? Are you striving to add balance to your life? Or maybe you're looking for the right opportunity to add passive income to your portfolio. Today is the crossroad in your life. Today, you will take a good look at your life and decide which goals are worth your time and effort and which goals to delete from your list. You may be thinking, what makes today so special? If that's your mindset, I want you to take a good look at your history and know that it's all in the past. You will make a choice today, and only you will know the answer. If you're excited about what's coming and the great opportunities that will come your way, that's excellent. And if you're comfortable with your present life and happy with what you're doing, then continue to learn and grow. If for any reason that you are unhappy, bored, stressed, or just want a change, then you should make the decision today to make a different choice at the crossroad. What is a crossroad? How would you define the term? The definition is a road that crosses over another road or that links two main roads. The definition that we're using today is having an option to choose a different path in life. You and I are on a journey through life, and we've made decisions along the way to get us to this point in our life. We have endured obstacles, challenges, and enjoyed good times to reach this point in life. Now that we are here, what are you going to do to determine which way to go? Did you remember to bring your life GPS system and type in a request for happiness, for fun, financial independence, and security? Aren't you happy to know that we deal with crossroads all the time, and most often it's after the fact when we realize that making a different choice may have had more desirable results? For 2009, you're being asked to make this a major crossroad in your life by making decisions, taking actions, and being accountable for the results. There will be no looking back and wondering, how did I get here? I'm sure you've heard the definition of insanity, and we know that in order to get something you never had, you have to do something that you've never done. Let me ask you this question, and I'll apologize in advance because it may seem kind of harsh to you. Do you think that losing a good job or having to walk away from a home that's going into foreclosure is the end of the road? Well, it's not. Have you considered this may be God's way of preparing you to receive something better and that you are destined to have? I know that letting go is sometimes very hard to do, and the fear of the unknown may be just a little bit uncomfortable. We know that life's journey is not a straight line, and to get the best from life, you must be the best you can be. You have to believe and know in your heart that you have a choice and how events affect your daily life. Your goals and your plans for reaching those goals is what separates the winners from the losers. and know that any improvement that you implement is going to make you a winner in life. You are now at the crossroad for 2009. I encourage you to reflect on where you've been and to project where you're going. 2009 is a time to overcome the hidden fears of success and the anxieties such as sleepless nights, worry, doubt, indigestion, chest pain, and fear of failure. One major obstacle that you will face is pushing through the uncertainty of giving up what is comfortable in your life to have something extraordinary in your life. I ask that you end this session by making a list of the things that you're grateful for on one page, and on a second page, I'd like for you to write a list of 15 to 20 items that will be the start of your to-do list for tomorrow. Each day for the next 30 days, you will make a new list for the next day. And if there's any item on the list for today that you did not complete, add them to the list for the next day. One thing to keep in mind is to never have over 20 items on your daily list. Cross out each item as you complete the task, and at the end of the day, file that list away. Following this simple step will help you enjoy successes and help keep you focused on your goals. I wish you a happy new year, and I look forward to hearing about your successes and sharing them with the Men Power Talk Radio Network. Log in to www.menpowerradio.com, that's menpowerradio.com, and share your thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and good fortune with us. Until next time, keep your cool under pressure, and remember, you are never alone. I leave you with this thought from Aristotle. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with, live like there's no tomorrow. Enjoy life. Have fun.